la 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 la
Good morning, dear friends, worldly, Tel Aviv 1 and Chaver 10s are so happy to invite you to this huge preparation we've worked on this entire week. It's not just a preparation, because this entire week we were thinking together, working together in the Zoom. What are we going to prepare for the friends? What content are we going to bring them? And every day we really connected, we read passages together, we chose songs, and just had so much gratitude to the Creator for this privilege to be in this stand, to prepare the preparation for the friends, and also to be able to come here into the hall and see this impression. And you can see how each and every friend is the greatest of the generation. Every friend here is giving his sesame seed in order that this preparation will be very strong, very intense, that we will really feel the lessons very precisely, very strongly, that we'll succeed together. L'chaim.
We'll read the first source excerpt by Baal HaSulam, Shamadi. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination or a great illumination that a person obtains, since there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the vessels that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, did not change. Hence, if one can magnify one's vessels, to that extent he magnifies the illumination. Yet the question is, with what can one magnify one's vessels? The answer is that to the extent to which he praises and thanks the Creator for having brought him closer to him, so he would feel him a little bit and think of the importance of the matter, meaning that he was rewarded with having some connection with the Creator. To the extent of the importance that one pictures for oneself, so the illumination grows in him.
Question for active workshop. How does working in the 10 help us reach gratitude for the Creator? Again, how does working in the 10 help us reach gratitude for the Creator?
And
it's a whole vessel. And every half a coin you have effort you put into it brings you so much joy and wholeness.
We should say thank you to the Creator that He gave me a tent that helps me to tune towards Him.
Yeah, there's no greater joy than to really be together with the friends, to feel their greatness, their dedication, and to give thanks to each and every moment that through the friends we are privileged with the highest care that pushes us to the goal.
Only through the tent can a person even start to check who he is, what he is, where is he in relation to the Creator, and how specifically through the friends he can advance and reach. And for that, we should be grateful.
Yeah, we have no other way to reach the Creator, rather through a connection between all of us, through the tens, to reveal all these exalted qualities He's prepared for us through this only action of connection.
Yes, through the incorporation when we all and now and we dissolve truly inside of this common heart of all of the friends, we then feel the ten, the Creator who is revealed in the connection between us, and this truly comes with great gratitude.
Yes, how does the work in the ten bring us to even think about the Creator, right? Work is something that we don't want, and we need to give the effort. And this work that we're going to change our nature, that's even harder work. Without, on the other side of the scales, you have something that gives you confidence and greatness of what you're doing. You have no force to move even a millimeter forward. Without the ten, you can't even begin this work of beginning change. After we begin to work in the ten, we begin to receive forces from the friends of greatness and importance of the goal. And it balances all the hardship of the work.
Gratitude to you that you give me life, that you give me a feeling that I'm coming closer to qualities that are like those of the upper light, that you teach me what does it mean to be the giver, the bestower, like you are, like He is.
At the 10, no gratitude, no Creator even. It exists only through the 10. We can begin to get closer. And then through that comes the gratitude and the request. All the true connection with the upper force is only through the 10.
We should even really be happy that we have work, that we are being brought to work. And that each and every day we should try to see it as new. The ten, the friends. And about this, we were told that you should choose the good environment.
Yes, every time we open our eyes, it doesn't matter where we are, we need to see the friends, the Rav, the Creator. That's how we need to be already, in this internal perception of reality. And this that you feel the ten is part of your life already, it's something that we already want to reach it out of the sensation of this general network. So now we need to see this as a chance, how each and every moment, wherever we are, to feel that we're living this reality of the ten. Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד על ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מחזה על הקשיים.
distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. Из сердца в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
To love, come on, let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above us, a need beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tender within.
We will
read a second source excerpt by Bala Sulam, Shamari. This is the meaning of what is written. I thank you for the grace that you have made with me, meaning for the past. And by this, one can confidently say, and he does say, and that you are destined to do with me.
Silent workshop. How can I thank the Creator? How can I thank the Creator? Silent workshop.
Before the prayer, I'd like to share with everyone the feeling of the tents. First, to come here after a long time, it feels like we're entering the king's palace, and this increases the excitement, and it contributes to the elevation of the spirit and the importance and the feeling of the friends. And these feelings indeed accompanied us during our entire preparation. Our preparation was manifested in common work, annulment, and the connection of the hearts within reason and above reason. During the preparation, between the tens, a special connection was formed, a tight connection. We truly felt the connection above reason. We felt, each friend felt the heart of the other, the deficiency of the other. We felt the power, the intensity of the connection. And this power, we would like to pass it on and share it with all the tens in the world. Our preparation was accompanied by a prayer and gratitude. We felt that as we feel every day when we enter at 3 o'clock or 7:30 in the evening and we connect with the Zoom's meetings with the world Kli and we become incorporated all together for a common prayer to the Creator. Then we hear words of prayer, addressing the Creator, thanking the Creator. Each and every day we hear it in Spanish, Italian, Hebrew, Russian. Seemingly it's many languages, but in fact it is one language, the language of truth that penetrates straight into the heart. And we feel that we are as one man in one heart. We're all one ten, one powerful and connected ten with a huge force, the force of bestowal that will soon carry the whole of humanity with it. And for all of that, we have great gratitude to the Creator. We will soon enter the morning lesson. We will do it with yearning, with an intention, with gratitude. We will focus only on the connection with the friends. And now we will dive into the depth of the heart, focus into ourselves and hear the prayer of the tens. Avi, please.
Creator, we thank you for bringing us together and giving us the privilege of being incorporated in the deficiencies of the friends and being a conduit for your Torah. We are grateful for the privilege to continue the path of the Kabbalists and thereby to draw the light to the world. Thank you for the mercy you have done with us and for the privilege you have given us to work for you. Creator of the world, give strength to the friends to adhere to your path and give you contentment. Help us build a vessel to unite us as one man in one heart.
Creator, we thank you for bringing us together and giving us the privilege of being incorporated in the deficiencies of the friends and being a conduit for your Torah. We're grateful for the privilege to continue the path of the Kabbalists and thereby to draw the light to the world. Thank you for the mercy you have done with us and for the privilege you have given us to work for you. Creator of the world, give strength to the friends to adhere to your path and give you contentment. Help us build a vessel that will unite us as one man in one heart.